And now the moment we've all been waiting for. Allow me to introduce Perry Browning, senior editor of Home and Country Magazine, to announce the winner of Best Small Town in America.
Thank you, Mayor Fay. Another one of our editors is speaking right now in Sunshine Beach, our other finalist town. Before I make the announcement, let me commend both towns for making this year so memorable. Odyssey and Sunshine Beach, truly you represent the best of America. As a matter of fact, both towns have been such good contenders that I'm here to announce a first. After a very careful evaluation, our judges cannot declare a winner of Best Small Town in America.
What?
Odyssey and Sunshine Beach are in a perfect tie.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whitaker, but most folks around here call me Wit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting adventure in Odyssey?
Browning, could you clarify? Are you saying that both towns win the award?
No, not at all. I said it's a tie.
But a tie means that...
No, it still means we're going to choose a winner.
How?
Folks, our editors thought long and hard, and we came up with a perfect tiebreaker, one that will show the true character of each finalist. The title of Best Small Town means more than scenic views and pretty storefronts. When you get down to it, it's about the heart of the town. So we're giving both towns 1 week to demonstrate their heart.
1 week? When does this week begin?
In 2 hours.
There you go, Wooten. One ice cream skyscraper, complete with pineapple rings, butterscotch, and cherries.
Oh, thanks, Whit. You know this always gets me through the day.
I'm not sure I want to watch you eat that.
Well, I concur. The calorie count must exceed the weekly allotment for a small family.
Hey, do you think serving ice cream would show the heart of Odyssey?
Probably not.
Have you gotten that radio working yet, Eugene?
Well, a few more adjustments to go. You know, if you hadn't listen to it in the rain.
Yeah. I just want to hear the updates on this town heart week or whatever it is, okay? I can't believe they were so vague about the rules. Are they trying to torture us?
It did seem rather subjective.
Since we don't know what they're looking for, we should be on our best behavior this week. We need to come up with a plan.
Yeah, I got one. I'll offer a brand new service. I'll pick people up at their house and take them to the post office to get their mail.
Well, why on earth would you do that?
Because instead of delivering mail to people, I'd be delivering people to their mail. You know, that'll show heart and an enormous willingness to drive a lot.
Okay, maybe I should start with a different question.
Well, I think I'll get this radio working.
Connie, we all want to win this contest, but I'm concerned that anything we plan will look like a setup. The heart of the town isn't about things we plan for the judges' sake. It's about who we are every day.
Pardon me. There seems to be an announcement of some sort on the radio.
Oh, turn it up.
For the last 5 years, the creator of the popular comic book series, Power Boy, has done his work in secret. Those days are now over. Comic book fans have found the famously elusive creator.
What?
A series of clues led diehard fans to the truth behind his identity. And in a surprising twist, he's right here in Odyssey. And now we can finally reveal that the creator of Power Boy is none other than our own Harlow Doyle.
What?
Harlow what?
Now
How did these comic book fans discover that Harlow Doyle was the mastermind behind Power Boy? Mere days ago, a Cincinnati cable repairman and comic collector noticed original drawings of Power Boy on the refrigerator door of one of his customers named Stella Doyle. He posted his find on a comic collector fan site and asked Mrs. Doyle about the drawings. Here is a clip from the interview with Mrs. Doyle.
Ooh, my darling Harlow always makes me a card for Mother's Day. These drawings remind me of that cape he used to wear when we vacationed in Cape Town. Isn't he talented? I knew that antler sculpting class would pay off someday.
Local members of the fan site noted that the Power Boy character of Philo Foyle shares several phrases with Harlow, including jumping whale gills. A hidden camera investigation by the comic fans revealed that Power Boy's publisher picks up drawings each week from a mailbox that is outside Harlow Doyle's office. All clues pointed to this mild-mannered private eye.
Jumping Jamaican gymnast! I draw Power Boy? In my busy schedule, when did I ever find time to do that? Hey, what's this? Ooh, my fans! How I miss those wistful days of privacy and seclusion. How quickly celebritydom has changed my life. Yes? Wow, this is a lot of people.
Mr. Doyle, is it true that you've been drawing Power Boy in secret for the last 5 years?
Well, it must be true. I just heard it on the radio. Everything on the public airwaves is true, you know. Those Ginsu knives do cut right through tin cans. Never knew tomato soup was so hard to get out of the carpet.
Will Power Boy ever fall in love with Power Girl?
Hey, that's a great idea. Why, that'll be in the next issue.
Thank you. Oh, thank you.
Think nothing of it. I don't.
Can Power Boy fight an evil cobra?
Why, certainly, small child with a naturally deep voice. Let me write these down. I've got my next two issues. Hooray!
Oh, hi, guys. I got your mail.
Oh, thanks, Wooten. Mm-hmm.
Come on, Whit. You're just telling people what you do.
No, Connie. Thank you for asking.
I need another guest for the show today.
Oh, whoa. This sounds like an employee/manager incident. I better step out.
No, it's okay, Wooten. Mm-hmm. Whit's just being unreasonable.
Oh, I hate it when he does that.
Whit, you're like a walking charity. If the judges knew everything you did for Odyssey and for the world, we'd show more heart today than Sunshine Beach shows in a year. Won't you talk on Candid Conversations, please?
Connie, the Bible says to do good deeds privately. Don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing.
All right. How about the new imagination station you're working on upstairs? Care to reveal it on the show?
Not yet.
Fine. I guess I'll just talk to Harlow about Power Boy. Mm. He's revealing future plans. Oh. Never did that before. Did you hear what he said about Power Boy and Power Girl?
Oh, I did. What a disaster that's going to be. Everybody knows that Power Boy really likes Beth, the barbarian.
Well, I'll ask him about it. Mm. Better go get ready for the interview. Excuse me, guys.
Okay, bye, Connie. Wait, I can't believe I have to get Power Boy and Power Girl together.
You're actually going to write everything that Harlow said into Power Boy?
Well, I have to. He promised the kids.
Have you thought of telling everyone what's really going on?
Yeah, but I'm afraid that if I tell the public that I'm the true Power Boy creator, then maybe people will treat me differently, and I wouldn't like that. I enjoy my life of insignificance and comforting anonymity.
I'm not so sure about changing the comic book. You know, who knows what Harlow will promise next?
Oh, wait, I'm caught between a rock and Dr. Ichabodia's diamond-lined bowling ball. What's the right thing to do?
Well, let's pray and see what we can come up with.
Yeah, that's a good idea. And then I'll see if Connie still wants another guest for her show.
Welcome to Candid Conversations with Connie. Today's show is a special edition. I know I have a lot of special editions, but this one is way more special than any of the other editions I've ever done. Why? Because I actually know something before anybody else does. That's right, I have a secret. And I'd like to relish that secret on my own for a few hours.
Well, I guess we're going to be here a while.
Okay, 5 seconds.
Okay.
I have two people who claim to be the creator of Powerboy here in the studio with me.
Ooh.
Harlow Doyle and Wooten Bassett.
Hi.
Hello, Connie. It's great to be there. Here, depending on where you're listening from or to.
So, let's settle this right now with a trivia question. Harlow, spell Powerboy's arch nemesis, Ichabodia.
Ooh, spelling. One of my least favorite subjects in detective school.
Spell Ichabodia.
All right, here we go. M.
How about you, Wooten?
Mm. Oh, okay, it's IC like with my eyes, ABO like about, and DIA like diaphanous.
Huh?
You see, Dr. Ichabodia started out as a good guy. He built the power suit in issue 72, after all, but the Dark Invader changed his heart.
Great, Ichabodia. I never knew that.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, I think we have a winner. So, Wooten, Odyssey mailman by day, drawer of Powerboy comics by night?
Yeah, it's me. Though, if you're listening, don't tell anybody, okay?
Let's set this straight. Harlow, you sent Powerboy drawings to your mother. Since we've established that you didn't draw them, where did you get them?
Well, as I recall, I found them in a package on my front step. I naturally assumed I must have sent the package to myself. Saves on postage that way, you know.
Wooten.
Well, I had a mailing error a couple weeks ago that I'd really rather not get into on the air. It involved turtles and bananas. But I dropped my package at Harlow's by mistake, and I took his home. By the way, I have your creative coonskin caps, Harlow.
Ooh, good. My head was getting cold.
Okay.
How about this character, Philo Foyle, who says things like, Great Isosceles Triangle?
Oh, well, to be honest, I based that character on Harlow.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I'm famous after all.
Oh, yeah, actually, a whole bunch of characters in the comic are based on real people in Odyssey.
Oh,
like,
yeah?
There's this one character, she's always late for stuff, and she talks all the time, and she says stuff she doesn't mean, and...
Who's she based on?
She's also really good-looking and very cool.
Oh, well, I think I'd like to hear more, but we have to take a short break.
Good idea.
We'll be back with more from Wooten Bassett right after this.
Oh, boy.
Hey, look, somebody's calling me. Hello, who's on Wooten's phone? Howdy, howdy.
Wooten, it's Margaret Fay.
Oh, hi, Mayor.
Could you see me in my office right away?
I guess if I were there, I could.
I'm sorry to meet you on such short notice, Wooten.
Oh, hey, it's no problem. It's better than long notice. I didn't even have time to get worried about exactly why I'm in the mayor's office. Should I be worried about why I'm in the mayor's office?
Have you met Perry Browning, editor of Home and Country?
Oh, no, I haven't. It's nice to meet you, Mr. Browning.
Nice to meet you, Wooten. I'm sorry it has to be under these circumstances.
Oh, circumstances? Uh-oh.
You'd better sit down.
No, I better not. For something as dangerous as circumstances, I need to stand up.
Go ahead, Perry.
Wooten, our judge has heard about Powerboy's connection to Odyssey. The timing is very unfortunate.
Why?
Your comic book is published by Breathtaking Press.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Breathtaking Press also publishes Home and Country magazine.
Huh, what a coincidence. You know, I thought that logo looked familiar.
Yeah, we had a situation like this a few years ago. One of our editors bought land in Klamath Falls, Oregon, just before we named it Best Small Town.
Wow, what great timing on his part.
Exactly. That editor made a fortune from selling the land after Klamath Falls won. It looked like he fixed the whole contest just to make money.
Wow, what terrible timing on his part.
Now we have to be very careful about any conflicts of interest or insider scams. I know it was nothing intentional on your part, but now we have no choice. Because you write Powerboy, any magazine published by Breathtaking Press can't give your hometown an award.
So you're saying...
Odyssey will have to be disqualified from the best small town competition.
Oh, no!
I'm sorry, Wooten. And I'm sorry, Mayor Fay.
But isn't there anything we can do? Everyone in this town has worked so hard.
She's right. Odyssey deserves to win.
That may be true, Wooten. But we can't have a conflict of interest. I'll make the announcement this afternoon.
Oh, wait!
What is it?
Well, I think I have what Powerboy would call a solution that would stand up to a diamond line bowling ball.
Well, let's hear it.
Okay.
Eugene, do you think you'd have time to help me with the doors on the new Imagination Station this evening?
Oh, certainly, Mr. Whittaker.
Ah, good.
Oh, but will you have time for that? Huh? I mean, with everything Hand Up is doing?
What do you mean?
What has Hand Up been doing this week?
Well, Katrina is tutoring some children in math, and I'm doing our bookkeeping. Why?
Bookkeeping? That's it?
Indeed. Now, where are you writing all this down?
Eugene, couldn't you have picked this week to build that playground or paint an orphanage or cure acne or something?
Well, our books needed to be kept, so I'm keeping them. But I repeat my earlier inquiry. Why are you writing all this down?
I just wanted to give some kind of hand update on Kids Radio.
And why, pray tell?
No reason.
This wouldn't be in hopes that the judges might be listening, would it?
Look, is anyone else concerned that the judges will miss the heart of the town if we don't show them?
Mm-hmm. Hi there, Mr. Whittaker. Connie, Eugene.
Hi. Salutations.
Hi, what are you doing here?
Well, I'm here to deliver your mail.
Hmm? Oh, Wooten taking the day off?
Day off? You mean you don't know?
Don't know what?
Wooten quit his job.
You jest.
What?
But Wooten loves his job.
Yeah, well, when did this happen?
Oh, last night, I guess. I can't believe he didn't tell you that he was leaving.
Oh.
What do you mean, leaving?
Yeah, Wooten packed up his stuff. He's selling his house. I think he's already gone.
Gone? Gone in what sense?
Gone as in Wooten moved away from Odyssey.
And so the only way to keep the town from being disqualified was for me to leave.
And Mr. Browning agreed to let you do this?
Yeah, he agreed to keep Odyssey in the contest if I left the country for a year.
Left the country?
Wooten moving to Odenton is hardly leaving the country.
Oh, yeah, county, not country. Sorry, I always get those mixed up, which is why I always go on those weekend trips to Switzerland by accident. Never mind. Hey, you guys want some lunch?
Wooten, why'd you just hit a pot with a fork?
This house doesn't have the high ceilings for my breakfast gong. It's in storage.
But you once said that you couldn't possibly have breakfast without that instrument.
I can't, Eugene. That's why I'm having two lunches every day.
This isn't fair.
I know.
It's not your fault that this magazine is connected to Powerboy.
No, but it's still the right thing to do.
We'll find a way out of this, Wooten. I'm sure we will.
Okay. Brunch, anyone? Oh, it's just not the same.
I just don't think it's right that someone has to leave town so we can win this contest. Whit and I think Odyssey should forfeit the competition so Wooten can come back.
Look, Connie, I'm impressed by your compassion for Wooten, but I think winning this contest is important to Odyssey. It shows that this town has become something worth recognizing. This is a critical moment in Odyssey's history.
Well, I agree, Mayor Fay, that this is a critical moment for Odyssey, and I wouldn't try to sway your decision, but let me clarify the choice. What's most important to Odyssey? Is it winning a prestigious contest and losing a much-loved citizen, or keeping that citizen but losing a prestigious contest?
Wooten was willing to do the tough thing to help us. Shouldn't we do the tough thing to help him?
Well argued, both of you, but I hardly think that you should decide on an issue that affects the whole town. Every citizen of Odyssey will be affected if we win this contest, and everyone should have a say if we're going to lose.
I couldn't agree more.
Then the proper course of action would be for you to collect signatures from the townspeople and petition city government with your proposal to withdraw from the contest. Unfortunately, you'd have to do it by the end of the day, since the final judging is very, very soon.
That's the proper procedure?
Yes, it is. I'm sorry, Connie.
No need to be sorry. Would 500 signatures be enough?
500?
Yep, that's how many people signed this petition, including three town council members. The petition asks that we hold a citywide vote on whether to stay in this contest.
I see. 500 people. Did you have anything to do with this, Whit?
Connie can be very persuasive.
Should we have the town vote tomorrow?
Earlier today, the winner of the best small town competition that has caused such a stir was finally announced. Home and Country editor Perry Browning made this public announcement.
And now it gives me great pleasure to announce the winner of this year's Best Small Town Award, Sunshine Beach. Congratulations, Sunshine Beach. And congratulations to every town that participated.
Today's announcement comes on the heels of a surprising forfeit by the town of Odyssey, which occurred earlier in the week after a last-minute town vote. Odyssey resident Bart Rathbone demanded a recount and blamed a hanging chad for the...
Well, that's that.
You know, even though we didn't win, I think we showed the true heart of the town that Mr. Browning talked about.
Oh, yeah. Indeed, although it does seem a bit anticlimactic.
What do you mean?
Well, after all the swelling tension to this announcement, the entire affair ends with Odyssey forfeiting.
Oh, the town vote was almost unanimous. That's dramatic.
Well, I suppose.
Well, how'd you expect this to end? A musical fanfare?
Woo! The U.S. Postal Service is proud to announce your mail delivery.
Hi, Wooten!
Greetings and salutations, Mr. Bassett.
Oh, I can't remember ever being happier to get the mail.
Oh, I can't remember being happier, period, Whit. There's nothing like beginning your day with sliding out of your front door. That and an ice cream skyscraper will keep you going all day long.
Well, you'll need something to keep you going. It appears that you have a great many packages to deliver.
Oh, these packages here, they aren't mail, Eugene.
Oh, huh? They aren't?
No, to show my appreciation for everything Odyssey did for me, I am giving every kid in town a brand new Powerboy lunchbox personally signed by the creator.
Oh. Every child in town? Do you have that many lunchboxes?
As a matter of fact, I happen to have a pallet of lunchboxes saved for just such an occasion.
Oh, Wooten, it's good to have you back.
It's good to be back, Connie. And it's good to know that no matter what anybody says, I live in the best town in America.
That's that right.
You gonna eat that?
If you want it, you can have it.
Welcome back, Wooten. We're glad to have you home. And even though Odyssey didn't win the Best Small Town Award, I still think it's a great place to be. In today's show, a lot of people had to make tough decisions about the right thing to do. Doing the right thing isn't always easy. Sometimes it even hurts. But the Bible promises that doing good has its reward in the end. Galatians 6 says, "Those who live to please God will receive everlasting life from the Spirit." Do not tire of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest if we don't give up. Therefore, whenever we have the opportunity, we should do good to everyone. If you're having trouble doing the right thing, don't give up. God promises that those good deeds will be rewarded. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Rights, Wrongs, and Winners was written by Nathan Hubler and directed by Marshall Younger. Our sound designer was Christopher Deal, with music by John Campbell. Our vocal talent included Paul Herlinger, Katie Lee, Jess Harnell, Diane Sue, Jimmy Weldon, and Alexandra Kenworthy, with Will Ryan as Eugene. Our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.